We're going to go to the Holland Capitas fan hotline and talk to our good friend from Pittsburgh Sports Now, Alan Saunders. And Alan, before we get started, I just want to let you know, I'm happy that you're back up and moving around. I know you were sick there for a little bit, and hopefully you're well on the road to recovery.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I'm doing good. And also, thank you for clarifying that this is the Paul's Ice Show. So I was a little worried there for a little bit.
Yeah, I was. Sometimes I forget to, you know, introduce myself, and it's just one of those things. Alan, you know, works for Pittsburgh Sports Now and covers basically everything. So I don't even know where to start because so many things happened today. But we'll start obviously with the Steelers because that's sort of the news of the day. I mean, Alan, what do you make of this new thing that they just revealed that there's two more positive cases from today? And apparently the guy was at one of the player was at the walkthrough. Am I reading all this correctly?
I'm really mystified by this, Paul. Listen, if they're going to play tomorrow, when the Ravens had a player test positive today who was at walkthrough yesterday and today, they could have played on Thanksgiving. Like, if they're just going to say, well, okay, whatever, screw it, then they could have played last week. It doesn't make any sense that they kept pushing this game, but the Ravens have had positive tests on 10 straight days, but at no point in that time period over the last few days, since Sunday certainly, have they had some kind of large number. It's been ones and twos most of those days. If ones and twos weren't a big deal, they could have played Sunday. They could have played Monday. But none of it makes any sense, and I don't have any idea how they're going to justify playing this game after having canceled it so many times.
Yeah, I mean, again, you raise a really good point. If they had a positive player at a walkthrough today, and two, I guess it was a staffer and that player, both test positive, and they're going to play tomorrow, why couldn't they have just played today because there was only like one or two guys that were tested positive on Monday? That's actually a really good point that you made.
Yeah, and it's now weirdly like, if the NFL doesn't step in and cancel this, now the Steelers are kind of left with this weird devil's bargain, right? Do you roll the dice and say, okay, we'll play the Ravens, even though I don't know how any reasonable person could think that they have this thing under control at this moment? Or do they cause a stink, like apparently the Ravens did yesterday, and get the game postponed and hurt their own chances of getting the playoff bye?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really now a crazy thing how this is all kind of rolled out. And, you know, my view, Alan, has been really since about Sunday. I know that Steeler fans don't want to hear this, but at some point they should have just moved this to week 18. I know it's not completely fair because if the Steelers have a bye, they would lose that and all that other stuff. I get all that, but it's 2020, man. You just got to roll with the punches. And to me, it's absolutely silly that we're sitting here talking about a game that's going to be played at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
And I know that they want that bye, and they don't want that Week 18 game. But I think if you look at it, like, what's worse for your season, playing that Week 18 game and not getting a bye, or playing the Ravens and having a bunch of important guys test positive next week and then missing a couple of important games against Washington and Baltimore? Or, I don't know. I think it's in a very dumb place. As you said, a 3:40 kickoff on a Wednesday is about as dumb as it gets before we had the positive test today. And the other thing is, looking at what's happening around the country, is there any confidence level that the rest of the NFL is going to get through its schedule without a Week 18 game being necessary, regardless of what happens between Pittsburgh and Baltimore? I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in that. It sure looks like the NFL made a mistake by not including that contingency week from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they should have done that to begin with. And I'll tell you the other thing, Alan, the fact that they pushed this game back a couple of days and everything else, and they were able to do it, you know, and you know, the NFLPA went along with it and all that other stuff. To me, they should have pushed the Denver game back one day just to sort of try and preserve somewhat of the integrity of their sport and their and the competition so that Denver could have had at least had a quarterback to play.
It sure seems to me like, now listen, they've had one player test positive and not move the game back because of it a few times, not just, they did to San Francisco as well, remember, on a Thursday night. But it sure seems to me like once they found out that the Denver quarterbacks were not wearing masks, and that's why they had to be labeled as close contact, so that was sort of well, you screwed up, so now you're just going to have to wear this kind of form of punishment from the league.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but again, here's and this is just sort of the, you know, me looking at it from the big picture. And I would even say with the same thing with the Ravens, I have a hard time punishing everybody because a couple of people screwed up. You know, and in the Ravens' case, it sounds like it's one guy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Go ahead.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see what eventually happens to the Ravens out of this. I mean, the Titans had some punishment, but it was fairly minimal. If this game ends up having to be moved to Week 18, teams lose playoff buys, whole playoff schedule gets changed because the Ravens admittedly broke protocol, and who knows what's been happening since then. Even if they kept the protocol since Monday, it doesn't feel like they should still be having positive tests come back today. It feels like there's something else going on. I know fans were quick to, you know, jump on the, well, the Ravens aren't doing things right thing, and I don't know, something doesn't feel right about Baltimore still getting positive tests today if they've done everything they're supposed to have done between last Monday and now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The only thing I would say, maybe, perhaps, you know, my theory at least, maybe perhaps is that because the strength and conditioning coach didn't wear the GPS, they weren't able to really do the, you know, the tracing that they needed to do to sort of really figure out the close contact. But again, that's a theory. I don't know if it's true or not, Alan. I'm not, clearly in 2020, I'm not smart enough to figure it all out.
I don't think anybody's had all the answers right yet, but that is a good point.